No matter what happens on That's What I'm Talking About, it's all good. Let's return to Silver Ray Fox and Cassandra McShepherd.
This is Cassandra McShepherd. I am here with Silver Ray Fox, and I so love that disclaimer. I wonder if I could have that tattooed around my forehead. No matter what I say or what you think, don't get it twisted. It's all good. That's what I'm talking about. We are talking about self-esteem and kicking things. Silver Ray Fox wants to kick it up a notch. See, I would be happy just lovingly encouraging you to develop your self-esteem. But no, Silver wants to put her foot in it.
Let's keep it real, folks. You know you need a kick. You know you need a kick. You know that's the only way some of you are going to get from one place
that's
to the next.
That's why we're a good kick. Pair. Because see, I'm the fluffy. I'm the honeydew kind of fluffy thing, and you're the one that'll put your foot right in
the middle of something
that needs to.
Absolutely.
Needs a foot in it.
Speaking of kicking, I've got something going that you need to be a part of. If you want to make your new attitude adjustment official, join the Kick Butt Club.
See?
Just go to kickbuttclub.com. You don't have to do anything except get your attitude adjusted to kicking butt. You have permission to by me. All you have to do is download the little official certificate that you're kicking butt from here on in, and you are just as official as anybody could be. And now, if you want a T-shirt, a water bottle, or mug, or tote, go to the page that says products, and you can get that, too, and get some of your friends to join. I'm going to be telling you about some fan club stuff in a couple of weeks that I think you're really, really, really going to like and enjoy. We're going to get you all excited and on board with that. Another thing, and Cassandra and I are going to be going heavy into the conversation and just try to get all of this out. Cassandra and I have a wonderful CD. It's called, this is what I know so far, 8 Principles for Positive Thinking. We're going to be talking about affirmations in a little while. A lot of them are on that CD, a lot of things that are self-esteem builders. We talk about our lives and our experiences and how it helped us to grow and become more empowered as people, our self-esteem and as individuals. And we did that project because we believe that some of the things that we've had to triumph over really can be a benefit to the people who hear it. So you need that for your collection.
I'm convinced that the only reason we survive anything is to tell somebody.
Absolutely.
About it.
And that's why we do radio, to, you know, just keeping it real. That's
to tell
why
people
we do.
I survive.
That's why we do. Yeah, well,
I'm
you know
still
what?
Here.
Especially in times like this,
yeah.
People need to know that you've got it in you. It is in you to overcome. And if you want to Twitter me, oh yeah, I am trying to do social media. I tell you, it was a real kick for me to get on board with all of this stuff. But yeah, if you want to be my Tweety, you can go to twitter.com/kickbuttclub and you can, you know, find out what I'm doing now and then. And one last thing. We love you out there. And if you would like to advertise on our show or be one of our sponsors, then please go to our show page and email me. I'd love to chat with you about that. I've gotten a couple of emails already. I was really glad to hear that there's some of you out there who are enjoying what we're doing. And if you would like to be a sponsor or advertiser, then just hit me on my email and I'll get back to you ASAP.
Okay. We good to go?
We are.
Let's talk about
Let's do this.
Let's talk about you. Because it's all about you. Oftentimes, especially those of us with low self-esteem, we've got that finger, that pointing finger that's always pointing outside of us, away from us, because it's never our fault. It's all about somebody else. They did this. They said that. They didn't do this. They might do this. They might not. They should. They shouldn't. All of that. But for real, it is always and forever all about you. Now, this is not condemnation. I don't believe in such. This is an opportunity to get behind the only place you can ever make a difference, and that is yourself. Now, let's talk about the self for a second. I love in Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, also author of Power of Now, says, and of course I paraphrase because I'm just that kind of girl, basically if you're watching a thing, you are not that thing. Oftentimes people think that they are trapped into their behaviors. As I've even heard people say, and it's just such a tragic statement to make, this is just the way I am. I can't change. You know, you'll excuse me for making a beeline away from you when I hear you say
that.
And excuse me for coming here and talking about you, because you really need to be talked about. This is just the way I am. I can't change. I'm too old to change. It's a really sad and tired lie. and an excuse to justify behaviors you most definitely can change, though ourselves, our personalities were, deformed early. Well, some of them
were.
Well,
some of them, that's probably an accurate way
yes.
of saying it.
They were formed early, and for the most of us, we are in large part by whence we've come. But this, again, is not to say that we are trapped into those patterns. If it's working for you, then I say go with it. But if it's not, and you know it, then hang out with Silver and I, as we are going to talk about how to assess yourself. This is, I think, the place where we all need to start and make some changes. So let's talk, though, about these selves. We are our gender, our ethnicity, our different cultures, but this is not, again, a sticking point. This is just a starting point.
Yeah. You know what I want to reflect back on as we segue back into what do you do about it? How do you truly kick it up a notch? I want to just reference again some of the behaviors that go along with low self-esteem, again, so that we don't miss the point of some of the folks that may need to and not know it. Do something
now,
about it.
Can I tell you what she said? She wants to point a finger at you.
You know, I hope nobody feels like that, because as I said, even though I am talking about kicking up a notch, I feel like you. I'm really trying to do it from a loving place.
Know.
You know, that's my nature. But both of us have been teachers of this and coaches of this forever. And so we believe in it, and that's why we're talking about it. But that again, back to how you may be feeling. These are some things. Maybe sort of reticent and shy. Maybe you just aren't as outgoing as some other people. You don't feel accepted. You're one of those people that kind of steps out of the arena of all the energy and synergy and excitement that may be going on, and you don't really know exactly why, but you prefer to just sit down and maybe have your coffee where everybody at the lunchroom sitting at another table, you know, all together. That's just one scenario. You might be one of those people who needs attachment to others because they're doing good, or they've got the spotlight on them, or they're doing, you know, really fantastic, and that makes you feel then like you're worthy or important. Does it make you so? Not. So, you know, that's something to look at. And you may be one of those people, too, that is self-effacing. You tell yourself all the talk that somebody's given to you about how stupid you are, or, you know, you're a bad person. And those, again, are things that you just can't afford to carry through your entire life and being, because you won't be able to achieve all that you can do. And that, again, is why you're kicking it up a notch today. The better you feel about who you are, the more confident you feel, the more self-worth, the more you are going to become accomplished and achieving at whatever level that may mean for you in your life.
You know, you talk about self-effacing, and I think we need to pause there for a second and really examine the power of the words that we speak, certainly the thoughts that precede those words. I can't tell you how often I hear people say, oh, I could never do this, or I can't do that. And I don't know if they are really making a well-thought-out statement. But I do know that the statement, however well-thought-out or not, excludes them from the trying, even trying. And I think it's critical, if you've ever said, I could never, no, tell the truth, I ain't going to do that. That's not something I want to do. That's my truth, more than not. But to tell yourself, however passively, I could not do that, to let that thought be in your head, is, again, not self-supporting. It is self-effacing. And the reality is, as I see it, though I think that this is a loving universe, sometimes it's undercover love. It's not always as visible. Even though I believe that this is a loving universe that we live in, the world doesn't always know how to love you the right way. And so if we don't get that down and begin to emanate that, then it's not, you can't really be responsible for the world not loving you if you are not in that position of loving self.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really very interesting what you just said, because it probably in adults may even create low feelings of self-esteem, because you don't feel like you're getting the response back from the world the way you need to, and not realizing that there are certain ways that you can control the feedback you get in life.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's not just up and random. I mean, if you're withdrawn from people, how do you expect to get attention? If you are, a person who responds with anger to people, how can you expect that the response back to you is going to be a loving one? So that, you know, it just makes perfectly good sense that you're going to get whatever you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really, that was definitely a point worth, making obvious to people, because it just doesn't happen. You can get lovely things to happen to you if you start putting loveliness out there.
That's what I'm talking about. And as we, in the last segment of That's What I'm Talking About for today, begin to talk about strategies, I definitely want to reiterate that, because oftentimes the feeling of low self-esteem is mixed in with that of lack of control of your circumstances, fear of the world that you live and walk in. And the beauty, the truth in that, as I see it, is that is a facade, a delusion, an illusion that you created.
Mm-hmm.
All you've got to do is flip that script. I believe in pads and pens. I believe in paints and canvases. Get out whatever you do, or even a voice. They don't have voice actuated tape recorders anymore, do they? Whatever mechanism of, do they?
Sure.
Oh. Get something and record or repaint or rescript your picture of yourself, however odd it might feel, and just imagine yourself as victorious in your world, because all of these things that serve to frighten, stress us out, it is just the definition that we are applying to the situation. Oftentimes, you look at someone, as we were talking about before, and you label them or misread them or whatever. That person's not a bit more thinking about you. I promise you it's true. They didn't even see you, or what they said or didn't say, or what you read into it. It's all about you and within your control to redirect.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's at your fingertips. It's on your lips to be able to redo that pre-recorded information that's, you know, been given to you and comes to you in so many ways. Another thought that came to me when I was thinking over this and some of the things that I wanted to share. It's interesting too how the behaviors do shake out. One of the things I noted was that an insecure person may not show off their beauty and handsomeness because of their lack of insecurity.
Mm.
Now, does that mean that everybody's got to do paint and pumps? No, it doesn't mean.
Yes,
that.
It does.
I know. Well, yeah, we believe that, but you know.
Yes, it does. No, I'm just joking.
One of these days, I hope there's an opportunity for me to tell a little story about you about that.
I hope not. But we certainly, oops, look at the time. We don't have time today, so go on.
Okay. But anyway, small enhancements are just a wonderful thing. Again, we talked about that just briefly last week about the imaging, getting a new haircut, or, you know, updating your wardrobe. Those things do help you feel much better about yourself. And some people even do it to not get the attention. And it's not that you do it to get the attention. You do it for you. You buy your clothes for you. You get your hair cut because you think you look wonderful with that particular haircut. And it can make the most amazing difference. Quick story. Last week, a couple weeks ago, I was at Supercuts getting my hair cut. And I rarely ever get there and have to wait quite so long, but I had a 45-minute wait this day. And there was a family all getting their hair cut, and that was one of the reasons I had to wait. But there was this little boy who was so interesting to me, about 6 years old, getting his first real haircut. Had hair down, well, I shouldn't say first real cut, change in haircut. His hair was on his shoulders. It was like a page. He had straight bangs across his face. It was more of a an ethnic type of look for this particular culture. And so it was very dark hair, and he was just as cute as a button. Well, the technician, the stylist, and I watched every cut she made. By the time all was said and done, he had the funkiest, punky little haircut, and she took this gel and kind of spiked it on top. And he understood immediately, which was so interesting to me, that he looked different. He had a different, and he even did a little hip-hop move, like crossed his arms over himself because she knew.
She had created a monster.
Yeah, but the thing is, look how quickly he got engaged with who he felt he looked like or could relate to because of that. It was just amazing. That was my people watching moment for the week. But that was really awesome to me. But it just speaks to the fact that when we do something to ourselves, for ourselves, the connection that we make in our heart or our mind or our soul can be so immediate and give us so much of an immediate benefit that it's definitely worth it. Anybody who's challenging that with a big butt today, I would just encourage you to do one thing that maybe you feel could, be a good image enhancement or, pick up a book that needs to be read or listen to a tape. You might be just very surprised at what, evolves, what type of metamorphosis begins to work on your behalf.
And let's talk about that image for a moment, because as you said, you saw this young boy just morph in front of your eyes, and you saw behavior that said to you something, that he was in touch with what he saw and that he was pleased, and so you were pleased. He accepted it. You accepted it. It is no different, however, at whatever age and stage we are at. The way we walk in the world is our calling card, the way that we make eye contact with one another, our posture, the way we show up, whether we actually show up when we enter a room or not. All of that has to do with how you are received, how people are perceiving you. That is the teaching people how to treat you. That is, well, let's just be real, the getting what you want in life. The creating your situation, your circumstance. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And it's about your self-esteem. We are going to talk on the other side about strategies to do just that. Silver Ray Fox wants to put a foot in it, so we're going to help you. Well, that's what you said. See, don't be trying to get out of it now. We're going to help you kick
guilty,
it up.
I'm guilty.
A notch or two or three. Your self-esteem. Because it's all about you. We'll be right back. TalkZone.com.
If you could change your life by changing your thoughts, wouldn't you do it? Of course you would. Then don't let life drag you down another minute. You can make your life extraordinary and exciting. You get to choose. It's think or sink. Think about this. This is what I know so far. 8 Principles for Positive Thinking shares powerful and profound concepts that make you really think about life. We share strategies that are tried and true that educate, empower, and motivate you to be your best you. Stop that stinking thinking. Stop sinking. Go to Amazon.com now and get your deluxe CD copy of This Is What I Know So Far, 8 Principles for Positive Thinking. Do it now. Why sink when you can soar?
This Is What I Know So Far, 8 Principles for Positive Thinking. Available now on Amazon.com.
Unemployed? Looking for work? My book, 8 Weeks to Successful Employment, provides you with a proven formula for finding the work you desire. Go to our bookstore at percent.com. That's www.perc-ent.com. Download the PDF book and start using the information today. Are you willing to invest $12 for successful employment?